10 minutes. But first, joining us on the ticket hotline, as he does after every Cowboy game, win or lose, it's the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Morning.
Could be doing better, obviously. This was a very disappointing loss for us. But these kind of losses are to be expected in rebuilding years like this.
Well, I didn't think this was rebuilding.
It is now. It is now. We're looking forward to 2012.
Wow, that's a long way down the road.
It is, but it isn't. So we're looking to get what we can from this group of non-executing players and see what we can come up with.
Okay. Well, that's big news. Jerry says it's rebuilding time.
I have to say, I am sorely disappointed in my coaching staff. We can't even limit ourselves to 11 men on the field. We try to run 12 out there just to stop them Redskins.
Yeah, that was
pathetic.
Bad moment.
But those of you who are commuting from Arlington may have seen that I've already put a for sale sign out in the front lawn of that new stadium.
Oh, no.
And the good news is that if you buy it now, you can determine the finish out. So you get to pick the carpet and the fixtures.
I'm afraid to ask what the price is for that. I don't want to know.
Well, because of all this subprime mess, I'm letting this thing go for about $900,000.
Oh, wow. You know what? I'll take it.
Yeah, it takes a special kind of buyer. Of course, a lot of people don't need that much square footage. But I want to bring on my quote-unquote head coach, Wade.
Okay.
Wade, you on the phone there? I'll ask it again. Wade, you on the phone?
Wade should be on the phone there.
Wade? We're going to try to reestablish some contact with Wade, and I tell you, this is about what it's like every time I talk to him. Oh, my God.
What's going on?
I think Wade needs to call back.
I never seemed to be able to establish a good connection with that gentleman.
Well, it seems like you've established a good connection with him so far. You know, you guys were 3-0. Everything was really clicking.
Well, we get along fine. That's never been the problem. Now I'm just starting to question his footballing credentials.
Breaker one, nine, breaker one.
It's not a CB. It's not a CB, Wade. No.
Morning, Wade, Coach.
I have a lot of serious questions to ask you this morning, but I'm going to give you first crack. What's your first question for me?
Well, Jerry, you like hamburgers with cheddar or pepper jack? I'm cooking up a mess of them right now.
No, I'm talking about football. I want to talk football with you.
All right.
Now, I don't know if you noticed this, Wade, but we have two running backs on this team. Why the hell did you not use Fee Joe more?
Felix?
Yes.
Well, Jerry, that's offense. I don't coach offense. I coach defense, Jerry.
Well, what are you doing out there when our offense has got the ball?
Well, I got my headphones on. I'm listening to the Wolf. Oh, the Twister. Of course, Twister changed over to the Platinum. You ever listen to that, Jerry? They're playing like oldies and things like that. And damn, Jerry, you made me burn my burgers. Lost track of them. Now they're just burned like a fritter. I might just give them to my coon dogs. I tell you what, my coon dogs are giving me trouble, Jerry. One of them's in heat, and I got to run out there about every 5 minutes and put a pamper on her.
All right, listen.
It's a mess.
Listen to me here. Forget about the offense. Let's talk about defense.
How did
you let 12 men on the field at such a crucial time? That was just a killer penalty.
I'm glad you brought that up. I want you to answer me this question, Jerry. What is 7 plus 5?
That's 12.
Damn. Brad Steele was right about that. I thought it was 11.
See, now, this is what I'm talking about, Wade. I need you to start getting into these games a little bit more and taking this a little bit more seriously.
Well, you know, I got distracted on that one, Jerry. I reached down in my pocket, you know, and I started kind of fiddling, and I felt this red flag. I said, where in the hell did I get a red flag from? And it had it's kind of like a knapsack, and it had some hard candy in it. And I thought, that sure is nice of Jerry to give me a knapsack of hard candy. I love sucking candy before a game, Jerry. That was sure nice of you to give me that. And well, it turns out it wasn't that. It has something to do with officiating, I think.
It's your challenge
sure
flag.
Yeah, that's your challenge flag.
Challenge flag. There we go, Jerry. Mm-hmm. Well, I got one of them.
Yeah, I didn't leave a knapsack cinched up with some cornbread in it for you as provisions for the game. That's stupid. What are we, Huck Finn here?
Hey, did you know that you get free water on the sideline anytime you want? You just go back there and fish around in that igloo cooler and pull you out one. Of course, Jerry, can I make a suggestion?
What's that?
Did you put some soda water in there? That's the only thing I like to drink with moon pies.
All right, listen, wait.
All right, here we go.
This is not about the concessions, the free food and drink that we offer you. Why are you so obsessed with eating?
I don't know. I just like it, Jerry. It's fun.
Fun?
Yeah.
Well, you've lost a game now, Wade. Now things have changed. I kind of put up with your hick ass for a while because we were winning games. But now the tables have turned, so you got to start taking football seriously, okay?
Okay, well, you do too. Let me tell you something, Jerry.
What's that?
Why don't you get your ass off the sidelines? That's for players and coaches only.
Well, then why the hell are you down there?
Well, that's a solid question.
It is?
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm committed to this team. I've made every game this year. Damn it, Jerry.
Well, that's not saying much. You're paid to be there, Wade.
Well, maybe I won't show up this Sunday, Jerry, and you'll get your ass beat by the Bengals.
Hey, listen, you hang up the phone. I want you in my office in 5 minutes. Bye.
Golly. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
We've got a breaking story at Valley Ranch.
Oh, gosh.
We'll
deception.
Continue to follow that.
All right, it's 8:49 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The battle of the two quarterbacks.